Okay, this is an interesting question. Okay, what happens is all the lines of attention that made you an ego, a part of the Maya, you know, you think about the past, you're projecting into the future, all of those things are dissolved. So you can have a memory of an experience, but you no longer have an emotion to experience what that experience was. It's not there anymore. Like, for example, you know, you guys have all been in love, right, and had your hearts broken, even if you're in good relationships now, right? What the people call heartbroken. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
And then later you're like, you can't even think of the person's name. Have you had that experience? Right?
Yeah.
There's no nostalgia. There's no reaction. There's nothing. You're just like, oh, yeah, I remember that person. If someone, you know, it's gone. It's dissolved because you thought you were in love, but it was pseudo. It was the Maya. It was pretend. So you didn't really have an attachment there. So a line of attention wasn't hooked into that person. So you don't listen to old songs and think, oh, I remember that boyfriend. You don't have that anymore. So to begin with, I mean, there's no way to describe it, but to begin with, that is what happens. So you don't have human emotion in the way people get reactionary or get nostalgic, or because you're not attached to anything. All of those things that were illusion are gone from your consciousness, and the only time you remember them is if somebody mentions something, they might ask you a question about your past, and you'll remember, yes, I used to do so and so, but there's no line of attention. When you have a line of attention, you can immediately tap into, oh, I was angry back then, or I was emotional, or a song will remind you something, and you can immediately tap into the emotion that was there, and some people can get very melancholy or nostalgic or whatever. I wish I was in love again. So there's that, and that is, it's sort of challenging to explain that. So you're in the moment, and once you have the satori of being in the moment, you're not projecting into the future. Everything's done in the moment. Even if you're planning something for the future, you're not. You're just planning something for the next moment because you're just in that moment. And one of the most challenging things for me was that it is this, you are feeling the love of the divine through you for the world. So everyone and everything you see is God. And there's so much love there. I mean, I would be just weeping with the joy of it. It's just so intense. And it's like I've got all these steel plates in my body. That's why I can walk now, because it's everywhere. Just so many from my car accident. And when I first had them, the first year, it was very painful. I couldn't lie on my stomach, my side, or anything. It would be like trying to walk again was just so intense. And then after year, they became part of me, and they don't hurt anymore. And particularly when I started Pilates, because muscle started growing around where the steel plates were. So, you know, it became part of me. And so you get used to it. The most challenging thing is the intense love that you feel. And you see people for who they are. You see straight through to their soul. And what you see and connect with is their divine presence. So you have no judgment at all. You are not judgmental anymore. You see with no reaction, no response, just with love. So it'd be like, I can see that is a, you know, that the wall is blue and this other wall over here is gold. That's a fact. You just see that's what it is. And sleep-wise, you don't do much of it, but, I mean, honestly, Gary, I was talking to John about this the other day. I said, I could just lie in bed forever and just feel that shakti shaking through me and that intense satori, those intense samadhis. Just, it's so incredible. And have the little cats that just like lying around me and getting it all, you know. You know, I'd never want to get up again. I just want to be in meditation all the time because there's nothing else. There's nothing better. It's beyond anything. But once that happens, you know, like Spider-Man, you have great responsibility. And what the divine tells you to do, it's not you anymore. You are used by God. It's not about you anymore at all. And even when I get dressed to go to an event or something, I'm witnessing it. I think, oh, there's this cute little blonde. You know, this little body, what will we dress her up as today? What will people feel good about when they see me if I look like this? Will that make them feel happy? Because you don't care yourself. You just walk around naked for the rest of your life and you'll be happy. Seriously. It's like you don't give a shit what other people think of the way you look or anything. Everything is done for a reason to assist the light to use you. And the light will use certain people for certain reasons, because there are certain people that would never be attracted to me as their teacher. I'd be way too irreverent, probably curse too much, and just too cute for them to handle. So if someone gives you a compliment, there is no response. You just thank them. Or you might say to them, you have very good taste, but you no longer require anyone to love you, respect you, hate you, love you, compliment you, nothing. You need nothing except God. And then you're given the work that you have to have, and you're provided for, and you're told what to do to be provided for, and then you do your best to just do whatever it is that the divine tells you to do, and you're in joy. You're in that bliss. And sometimes it is what the world might call heartbreaking, because you feel so much, the God through you, compassion for anything or anyone that is suffering. I mean, because I live in the country, there's roadkill, right? And every time I see a little squirrel, the other day a little skunk, I just go into this, oh, for their soul. You immediately just pray for them. And I even think, oh, maybe that skunk had family, little kids somewhere. Please, you know, look after them, make sure they're getting all the food they need. Make sure they don't need to fart too much on people so they're protected. Whatever it is that they do. It's just, it's not about you at all anymore, at all, ever, again, ever. And you totally accept any assistance because you know it's not about you. And you know that any time anyone does anything to assist you and you're allowed by the divine to have them assist you, that that is blessing them incredibly. And you know it's not about you. And when the divine guides me to do certain things, which then bring in the funds that are required for me to do what I do and have the websites and pay for Trevor and John occasionally, once in a blue moon, when he'll accept it, and to do the things that are required to be done, well, then you lovingly accept it. And every time, it is something that is going to bless people that is priceless a million times over. So I am happy. More than happy. I mean, if John had his way, it'd be like $3,000 for the prayer to make it $1,000. And I still know that's an incredible blessing. Affirmations are great, even just on their own. But when you've got me saying it, and then you repeat it after me, and these have been created just for your consciousness to plant new seeds. Yesterday I did Kathleen's. There was so much Shakti coming through me. It was like I knew that it was right, if you want to say right on the money, it was right on the money, the affirmations that had to be said for her. I could feel she was already connected to it. So, and I know, like even Lara said that once she made a decision she was going to get the prayer recording, she got a new job straight away before I'd even done it for her. Because it's like that intention with this lineage, with enlightenment coming through, it's amazing. So it's going up to $1,000, which is still so inexpensive for what you get with this, on Monday night at midnight. So you guys can still get it for the price it is now. But even when it does go up to $1,000, what I've created, for those of you who really want it, while I still do them, I've done it over a 4-month payment. So 250, 250, 250. And, you know, and for the members, we've actually emailed you that we've done a new thing where you can actually pay 3 payments for the, even the less expensive one before it goes up on Monday night. But, and the reason I'm really saying this is because this is so rare a tool. It's such a beautiful gift for you. And I know when the divine, you guys know this, that have known me for a long time, when the divine has told me, don't do that anymore, I don't do it anymore. It stopped. So, you know, the mastermind groups, all the different things I used to do, but when I had to stop them, that was it. It was stopped. Bam. So do what you can to get one of these, because it's really, really a beautiful, beautiful experience for you. But it's just been an interesting thing, because to look in that deeply into someone and to understand what they've written, and to be able to, it gives me so much joy to be able to know that that is going to be melted from that person's consciousness, because it's just irrational fears that aren't the truth. The only thing that stops anyone from not getting what they want is irrational fears. And because they're staying at the same vibration that they have before, and a lot of times because they don't want to look at what they're afraid of. You know, if you're afraid, if you get cranky or reactionary or project, you've always got fear. So when you go back in inside, you say, okay, what am I afraid of? Because it's got nothing to do. There's been a big build-up that made this rocket ship go off. And it might have happened 2 years ago. It might have been when I was a kid. There's something there that needs to be released. What am I afraid of losing that I have now? What am I afraid of not getting that I want? Why don't I feel worthy? Because the divine presence lives within me. 100% God. Even if I don't truly believe it, I've heard Michelle and other teachers speak about it, and I believe them. I believe them. But I just haven't had the satori, the knowingness of it yet. So there are so many ways that you can do that, because the light that's transmitted to you, particularly the Mystical Success Club members, because you're in that aura all of the time, you can tap into that divine presence, that lineage. You can just, divine lineage, I'm speaking to you now, enlightened ones, assist me to know what in the fuck is going on here, and I'll be not a problem. They'll be like, that's cheerfulness for me, yum, yum, yum. Any comments, or anyone who's had their prayer recording? Anyone like to?
This is Suzanne.
Respond.
Thank you. I will respond.
Who would like to? Hallelujah, Suzanne. Bear witness.
Yes. Oh my God. I am so profoundly grateful. I can't even begin to express it or articulate it. The night that I received my email with the link, I was meditating earlier that evening, and so much of what came through in the recording, I was experiencing profoundly in my meditation. The whole shift in consciousness. And after I heard it, I thought, oh my God, I was already receiving it whenever you were actually recording it. And the shifts that are occurring in my consciousness, the fears, it's just like I'm getting so much that you have told us for years. I'm experiencing it on another level, where the distinction between illusion and the truth, I'm actually experiencing it where it's now easy to just let it go. And to just not feel the lines of attention and the hooks and the attachment that used to just grip me. It's just changing everything. And this week I got an email from a potential client, and I responded right away, and we had a wonderful conversation earlier this week, and they decided that they want me to do an event for them on the 19th for their leadership team. And I'm just so looking forward to it and so looking forward to partnering with the HR manager and helping their whole team with their specific objectives. And I feel so connected on a divine level where it's, I know it's the light doing it. There's just no words for the shift, and I'm so, so grateful. I mean, I just can't say enough about getting the prayer CD because it is a lot more than affirmation. And whenever you say, I am knowing the truth for you, I know that you're enlightened. I know that you went very deep into the oneness and that everything I'm hearing is absolutely true, which is very different than doing an affirmation about what I choose, but having doubts. It's the difference is 180 degrees apart. So thank you. And I can't emphasize enough how powerful this opportunity is for enlightenment, for shifting consciousness, for expanding awareness. I mean, I am seeing life so differently. And I've been, you know, I've been doing this for many, many decades. And I am truly experiencing shifts that I just haven't experienced. So thank you.
Very good, Suzanne.
Aww.
So, well, don't complain to me later because you have so much work. Oh, Michelle, I got to hire someone else. No, I've had people in a joking way actually say things like that to me. Now I've got too much work. I said, there's never too much work, hire someone. Very good. But you're open and receptive to it. Or you wouldn't have ordered it. You know, there's a couple of people that were open and receptive and ordered it, but there was some doubt still within them. And I was like, well, that's perfect because that's what I know now I have to focus on because the first part of the CD is very personal. Where I'm speaking to the divine presence within you and the lineage and knowing that divine presence, who that divine presence is, and then going through rewording in ways, you know, because you won't always hear everything that you've written down, that's for sure, because when I'm told, don't say that, I don't say it, because you've got to allow, sometimes what we think is for our highest good isn't. And when you just talk about houses and work and stuff, yeah, God, have it all, get the new cars, all that shit. But you've probably noticed, a couple of you, that when you have asked for, like, a romantic partner, it's like, she didn't say anything about that. all I say is that all of your relationships are loving and harmonious and sweet and loving and gorgeous, or something like that. Because then I leave that up to the divine, because that is not up to me. Because if I pray for you to have a boyfriend and you need to be oscillating at a high vibration to bring in the right type of boyfriend or girlfriend, well, then that's up to the divine. If that is for your highest good and enlightenment, that will happen. But we're not always ready for it. Sometimes we're looking for something outside of ourselves because we think we've got all this, especially when you start really, really meditating deeply. There is so much love within you. You're like, shit, I got to give it to someone. Why don't they love me back? I've got so much love again. Thank you, Suzanne. That was beautiful. I love you.